Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I've been having fun over the past couple of years researching important American women who might deserve to be honored as one of the 20 depicted on an American Women Quarter coming out over the next few years. Sarah Bradley Fulton is another hero who has almost disappeared from history. She frequently visited her brother in Boston, attending gatherings of the Sons of Liberty in the days before the American Revolutionary War. Sarah helped plan the Boston Tea Party, assisted in preparing the disguises of the men who threw British tea into Boston's harbor, and helped the men wash off their disguises. For this, she earned the nickname of Mother of the Boston Tea Party. During the Battle of Bunker Hill, Sarah tended to wounded colonists. Later during the Revolutionary War, her husband was asked to go through enemy lines to deliver an important message to George Washington. When he couldn't go, Sarah went instead. Sarah was educated in the British common law that protected private property from government, a standard that King George III regularly violated in the colonies. During the Siege of Boston, British soldiers headed to Medford, where she lived, in search of firewood. They had received intelligence that a shipment of firewood for the Continental Army was due to pass through the town. Upon learning of this action, she persuaded her husband to meet the suppliers to purchase the entire shipment of wood to make it protected private property. The British did seize the firewood. When Sarah found out, she headed down the road, approached the wagon, grabbed the horns of the oxen pulling the wagon, then turned the animals to head in the other direction. The soldiers pointed muskets at her and threatened to shoot if she did not let go of the oxen. She replied, "Shoot away." But these soldiers were familiar with private property rights under British common law. They let her pass unharmed with the wood. Let's hope that none of us are ever called upon to protect private property rights against government to the extreme demonstrated by Sarah Bradley Fulton. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.